Reactive force is based on Newton's law of action and reaction. A propeller rotating in a clockwise direction, as seen from the cockpit, produces a force which tends to roll the airplane in a counterclockwise direction. The spiraling slipstream is the reaction to the air of a rotating propeller. The spiraling slipstream is caused by the propeller forcing the air into a spiral pattern and a clockwise direction around the fuselage. This spiraling slipstream strikes the vertical stabilizer on the left side, and that pushes the tail of the airplane to the right and the nose to the left. Rotation about the vertical axis. That's called yaw. Gyroscopic precession is very interesting. It's the result of a deflective force applied to a rotating body, such as a propeller. The resultant action occurs 90 degrees ahead of and in the direction of rotation. Airplanes are susceptible to gyroscopic precession by virtue of the fact that they're rotating about their lateral axis. When you pitch the nose up and down, you're pitching a propeller disc up and down, and the propeller disc, by virtue of its mass and rotation, has the same characteristics as a gyroscope. The other force is called P-factor. P-factor is asymmetrical propeller loading. It's caused by the downward moving blade on the right side of the propeller having a higher angle of attack, a greater action and reaction, or resultant velocity, and therefore a higher thrust than the upward moving blade on the opposite side. This results in a tendency of the airplane to yaw to the left around the vertical axis. The left turning tendency of the airplane is the greatest when the airplane is operating at a low airspeed with a high power setting. And yes, that is a test question. Quote, in what flight condition is torque effect the greatest in a single engine airplane? Low airspeed, high power, high angle of attack.